If you had, if you went to the grocery store and got, I don't know, 3 or 4 big sacks full, and you carry them out like this, you'd say you really had a whole what of groceries? What would you just?
I'd say we got a whole lot.
Okay, okay. If the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new.
Nope.
Okay.
All right, some call it bulb, but bulb is the correct name.
Okay, okay. When you carry out the washing to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a what?
Nothing special, call it a basket. Now, some people call it a hamper.
Okay. What do you call that thing that nails come in? To buy new nails?
Nail cake.
Okay. If you fill up a bottle, what do you put in the top of it so the liquid won't spill?
Cork.
A what?
Cork.
Okay. What's it made out of usually?
That's made from a cork tree.
Uh-huh.
From the bark of a cork tree.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what country it goes. I don't know that. I did know, but I forgot it.
What if it was made out of glass or something like that, or wood? Would you still call it a cork, or would you call it something else?
No, I didn't get that question.
If it's made out of glass, like sometimes you see a glass...
That's called a stopper then.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you ever have a little musical instrument that, like this that you play?
Yeah, French harp. I got 3 of them.
Really? Do you play?
I threw them in the car.
You play?
Well, I play a little bit. I play an accordion. I had a piano for a while trying to study the keyboard, and I got an electric cord organ. I got that, and I got an accordion.
My goodness. An accordion? Is that hard to play?
Not well. Depends on how you look at it. For some it's easy, and some of them can't master it at all. I had a piano accordion too, but I sold both of them, At the concertina, I sold it, couldn't master it. But diatonic. Now you don't know what the word diatonic means.
No, I don't.
You don't know what the word chromatic means.
Yeah.
What is chromatic?
Well, it's something to do with a scale. With a scale?
Chromatic is like on a piano keyboard. One key is one note.
Uh-huh.
A diatonic is on an accordion. One key is 2 notes of every. When you push or pull.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Di means 2.
2. Uh-huh. I see.
I taught myself to play that in 6 months' time. But now since I've been operated on, I haven't played much in my practice.
Yeah.
And then 3 years ago, I built a guitar. All I had to buy was the tuning screws and the wire.
Really? Do you still have the guitar?
Yeah. Do you play? Well, I took
it
in 1917. I played it. I could play it. Now I built it just for the heck of it.
Uh-huh.
And the guitar players played it. Said, "Well, my God, that thing sounds good."
Oh yeah. Well, is it in tune? You keep it.
Well,
in
no,
tune?
I don't keep it in tune. You don't do that.
Yeah.
Because that strain on there will finally something goes wrong. So you're losing your keys. Then when you want to play, you retune it. That's something you have to know how to do.
Yeah.
I still know the formula, but I haven't tried to use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 1917 when I learned that.
Wow. Well, huh. Yeah, I play the guitar, and I don't play very well, but, you know, I sort of play.
My daddy was a musician when he lived in Weimar. He played a brass instrument, he played accordion, too, but he wouldn't teach me. Yet you need to know music to be a farmer.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I was discouraged. Everything I wanted to do, I was discouraged.
That's terrible
so
when he did that.
I had to learn everything the hard way.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know, though. It probably made you more determined to learn it, you know?
That's correct. Another thing. I wanted to learn what this guy see on his music sheets, the little black spots on top of all his lines.
Yeah.
It's plumb simple once you understand it, but I know how to use them. I'll tell you how I do it on my piano when I had it. I take a piece of stiff cardboard and I would translate the note into the ABC. Use the whole octave. And I'm pretty underway. I didn't use the notes itself as the scale, that's in my head.
Uh-huh.
But I put that ABC on it to know which key to hit.
I see, yeah.
I never knew what the black keys was for, I finally found out. And then you're reading notes, it's plumb easy, because you have to be taught that. I try and teach myself, it's not easy, but I know what the notes mean.
Mm-hmm.
I know what the time means.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't try to learn a new song, I only know, play what I have in my mind. The time is in my head.
Yeah, I see.
See, I know so many German songs, Bohemian songs,
uh-huh.
old-time English-speaking songs, stuff like that. I know so many of them, and I can play by ear.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I do. I play by ear. I read music just
on my piano, my left hand don't want to work, but see, I watch my right hand, I don't see what my left hand is doing.
Uh-huh. I took piano for 5 years, and I still can't play anything.
I didn't take one lesson. Now, there's a lady in Houston where our room is when I'm down there. She had a piano in her house. She taught me the black keys.
Oh, I see.
And another place I worked, painted the house, it was a piano instructor. He taught me the bass clef. I didn't know they were written 2 notes.
Oh, really?
Do you know that the bass clef is written 2 notes lower?